and welcome to this wonderful segment brought to you in association with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers, the BAPSW. We got this. My name is Jason Bell, and I'm your stand-in host today as we are celebrating together the Resilient Awardees. These are wonderful students who have gone through some really challenging times, but with the assistance of their social worker, they're able to transition successfully to secondary school from primary school in the midst of all their challenges. But without any further ado, you didn't listen to this program to hear my voice. You're here to hear the president and the rest of the wonderful team from the BAPSW, starting first and foremost with our president, Sharon Rose Giddens. Hello, Sharon. Welcome back.
Welcome back it is. And as you said, we got this. It's really a blessing to be here again on this really wonderful occasion to talk about the Resilient Awards, which we have in place again this year through the collaboration of our principals and class teachers. But today is really about saying well done. And it's good to be back to share another set of good news with our listening public.
Excellent. And of course, we have with us another important board member of the BAPSW, Miss Juliet Hines. Juliet, I understand that you are the chair of the community outreach section of the BAPSW. Say hello to us.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, listeners. I am excited to be here. Just a few days away from our excited ceremony. And having some parents and awardees here with us this evening. So I am excited.
Exactly. It's a real time of celebration indeed. We also have with us to lend some moral support, but also just to say a couple words, Faith Bascom. She's a member of the BAPSW. Say hello, Faith.
Hi, good evening, everyone. It's so good to be here. We got this. Right.
We got this. Yes, 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 indeed. I understand that, Faith, you are a former student of one of the schools that provided one of the awards to the awardees today. So thank you very much. Just name for us the name of your school.
That's Eden Lodge Primary School.
Excellent. Shout out to Eden Lodge Primary. And that's also right. Today we have Pauline Holder. Give us your greeting as well as the name of your primary school. I understand you are a multiple generation student of that school.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, I'm a proud representative of St. Paul's Primary School and was very happy to work with the teachers and with the student in reaching thus far, and we celebrate her. We got this.
Yes. Fourth generation St. Paul's primary student, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely wonderful. That's enough of us. I want to focus the rest of our time today on the wonderful awardees and their families. For obvious reasons, we will not call their names, but we want to give a shout out to their fathers and their godfather in one kid's case. So, Godfather Terrace, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
All right, good to hear you. And of course, Father Anwar.
Hi, good afternoon to all and everyone. And good afternoon to everyone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. All right. And of course, we have Father Alex along with his wonderful daughter.
Greetings. Good evening.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Greetings, brother. Greetings to everyone.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so let's get right to it. Let's start with Alex and your daughter. You can jump in and speak as you will. Tell us a little bit about how you became a BAPSW Resilient Awardee. So Alex and daughter.
Well, it was a form of election, right? As far as I know.
Yes.
So my daughter, she was one of the students who been elected from the primary school, in Lodge Primary, where she'd been to school. And she is the fourth of my daughters who've been to school there. She's the last one to leave. You understand? So when I hear about the award, I just tell myself, well, it was befitting because I know that she life was a struggle from just a babe. You understand? So for she to be able to get past the level of primary school over into secondary school, I know that was already a good achievement in spite of the struggles.
Yeah.
So when they tell me it was a resilience award, I say, well, I mean, somebody had been watching down. Her mother passed away in 2016. You know, we have 7 children together, 4 girls and 3 boys. I say somebody have been smiling now on this little one here. So she was the last to leave. You know, to make sure that everybody would know that this is where we all been to. And we still standing. So I'm thankful for this election. And I know I said for sure she's thankful about it.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And what about you, young lady? What would you like to tell any students who are facing challenges? Because you face some real serious challenges through your young life. What would you want to tell any student or even their parent facing challenges during the lead up to the secondary school entrance exam? You know, we call it the common entrance, but it's really the Barbados secondary school entrance exam. What would you like to tell them?
I would like to tell them to keep striving, pray to the Lord, and try your best to ignore your struggles.
Keep striving. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what you're saying? Excellent. Yes, excellent. I like that. Short, sweet, and to the point. Very good. Thank you so much. And so our next awardee, we're going to let Godfather Terrace just say a couple words before we speak to her. So Godfather Terrace, please tell us a little bit about this young lady and these challenges. And how did you feel when you heard that she won an award?
Thank you for the opportunity to speak this evening. I felt very great. In my mind, it was expected because when we keep pushing her to lessons all the time and we tell her to concentrate on what she has to do. At one time, the teacher told her she had to got X amount of marks in order to get the grading ceiling. And she came home and she bring in her books and she strived to get the grading ceiling. And when we heard that, all the family was happy and felt very good to know that. She made me proud to know that. And her great grandmother here, everybody is joyful.
Really happy to hear that, man. But young lady, how did you feel when you heard that you won this award and that you'll be going to grade and see later?
When I heard that I won this award, it was like I was thinking about all the struggles that I had to go through to get to that point. I was not expecting to win that award, honestly. But I won the award and I'm so very thankful to all the teachers and my family that helped me through my struggles.
So very good. So Anwar, how do you feel about your daughter?
I'm very, very proud of her. I'm so very proud of her. I'm at a loss of words. She's been through a lot and she worked very hard and she did well. I'm very proud of her.
Onward and upward, yes?
Yes, please.
That's good. That's really, really good. Excellent.
Yes, she did a lot. So I'm very proud of her.
I love how you're emphasizing the pride that you feel in your daughter, sir. And as you should. So, Juliet, could you please come in at this point and just speak a few words on how the selection process went and like when will you be doing the actual awarding of these wonderful children?
Having reached out to the principals and the class 4 teachers of the 12th primary school, this is our third year actually that we are doing the Resilience Award. And we would have reached out to the principals of the 12 selected schools and they would have chosen that student. And I must say that the students for the past 3 years have been great selections. Those who have really been through challenges. So we're really grateful to the schools for their assistance. The award ceremony is going to be on August 27th by specially invited guests only. And we have some great prizes in store for the awardees. 12 of them.
Any previews?
Well, we have a school grant. We have a school grant.
Nice.
And what nice. I must say is that the assigned social worker offers mentorship to their student for the next 3 years of their secondary school life and beyond if they need it.
I'm really excited about that. Because the journey doesn't end here. The journey just begins and continues as they enter into school.
It does. And we are really excited about the awards because this is our initiative to highlight the BAPSWE top 12 students every year.
And it's not measured by just marks on like the top performance. It's measured by resilience. I want you to finish your point, Juliet.
Those who have been through many challenges and have rose against all odds to receive unexpected results.
I'm really, really pleased to see that the BAPSW, because I can't get that BAPSWE, oh gosh, I can't get that sent to her. But I'm so pleased to see that there's so many measures of success. It's not just about raw marks. You know, we highlight those students every year and kudos to them. They did very well. However, it's really wonderful to see organizations take note and reward those children on a different measure of rising against the challenges. So, you know, they might not be, you know, the first in their class or the first in the country, but they're the ones who are resilient, who've shown first-class resilience. And kudos again, young ladies, for your first-class resilience. And I urge you to keep pressing forward. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. And remember, you got a nation backing you. Your social worker is backing you. And Barbados is backing you as well to succeed, okay? So it's really wonderful to have interacted with you. I'll leave the final word to our wonderful president. I know she always has something to say coming out to the end. And thank you, Juliet. Thank you, Pauline. Thank you. Final words to Sharon.
You've stayed with us. You have listened. You have heard just like the tip of the iceberg, because we've done it for 3 years and we've covered 12 students each year. But those 12 students, as wonderful and remarkable they have been, also stand as beacons to other students that clearly out there who may figure they did not get their particular choice in the common entrance, or they're going to a school that they didn't really want to go to, but to recognize it's not where you go, but it's what you do when you get there. So again, yes. Thank you, Starcom, Voice of Barbados, and we're adding to that voice. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, parents, thank you, social workers, thank you, students. You are truly resilient, and you are a beacon to others and what we do and how we do it. And as we would say, we got this.
Yes, thank you so much, Sharon. For folks who want to find out a little bit more about the BAPSW, BAPSWI, as y'all think. I'm going to get our pronunciation straight by the time we're done here. How can they find out more? How can they get in touch with you and perhaps make a contribution, or even find out more about the industry of social work, maybe establishing it as a career and so on?
Exactly, or want to join the association. So yes, you have indeed. Yeah, three routes. You could either send us an email, barbadossocialworkers@gmail.com, or WhatsApp number and our regular number, 240-8572. And we're also on IG, BAPSWI246. You can find us. And any social worker, just ask a question, and I'm sure they can guide you as well to us.
Wonderful. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining with me, Jason Bell, as we continue to declare with the Barbados Association of Professional Social Workers, last week, we got this. Have a great day.
We got this. Thank you.
We got
You're welcome. Yes.
We got this.
We got this.